Bezos Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Tes Vav in Maseches Gittin. I'm Zelcha again to learn this with you, with the Talmidim in a Tivariyeh, in the Nazir room. It's a special thing that when people, you know, for a while, I have to tell everybody here, I noticed that there were people that were listening. You know, you see how many clicks that there were some people listening, but I didn't know who they were. In the last month or so, so then I've gotten to know, so Talmidim told me that there was a fellow Peretz Shinerman that came by that said that he's been listening to Daf Yomi for 3 years, and I haven't met him yet, so I'm looking forward to meeting him. And now I'm thrilled that Paulie Packer, who's Zoche to come often to Eretz Yisrael, I hope he'll continue to come in live with us, not only learn from afar. And Be'ezer Hashem, when I heard that he was doing the Daf Yomi, I told him I'm looking forward to Mirtz Hashem in one day being the Sameach together to finish Shas together. It'll be my first time. I've never. So we're both in the same boat. Okay. So Be'ezer Hashem, today's daf is going to be the sugya of Holech Kizchi. That's going to be, we're going to pick up where we had left off on yesterday's daf on Yudalid Amud Beis, 20 lines from the bottom. Paulie, you came for a tough sugya. Maybe live it'll make it a little bit easier. It's Holech Kizchi is not an easy sugya. We're going to have a bunch of shitos tanoim that we're going to be comparing and trying to analyze what their position is. The top of Tezvav Amud Aleph will not be as difficult, and then we're going to begin a Mishnah. The Talmidim and the Tivari who are learning Gittin will be able to deal with this a little bit more easily, and that is many different permutations of how the Shliach says B'fanai Nechtam or B'fanai Nechtam. So that will be on the bottom of Tezvav Amud Aleph, going to Tezvav Amud Beis, and the Gemara over there also is not going to be easy. So let's fasten our seatbelts. Says the Gemara. 20 lines from the bottom, first word on the line is Lema. Previously, we had discussed that if Reuven says to Shimon, Holech, take money and give it to Levi on my behalf. So the Gemara had a possibility that the moment in which it reaches the hands of Shimon, he's zoche on behalf of Levi. Says the Gemara, Lema Holech Kizchi Tanoihi. Let us suggest that this postulation, that once I ask Shimon to take it on my behalf if I'm Reuven, then he's zoche on behalf of Levi, that's a machlokas tanoim. The sign is we learned in a brisa. Holech mani leploni v'holech ubikshu v'lo matzao. If Reuven asks Shimon to take it on his behalf and he doesn't find Levi. So here we're going to have a bunch of different opinions. Chaim Seltzer, in Eretz Yisrael he's Chaim Seltzer, in Chutz Laretz he's John Seltzer, right? So Chaim, you help me keep track of all the shitas tanoim over here. So it goes like this. We have one tana, holech mani leploni v'holech ubikshu v'lo matzo, yachzoru l'mishaleach. So if he doesn't find him, so then Shimon goes back to Reuven and gives him back his cash. Meis mishaleach, what if Reuven dies? So here's where we have all these opinions. Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yaakov Amru, yachzeru liyarshei mishaleach. Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yaakov says, no problem. Give to Reuven's yarshim. V'yesh amrim, and some say, liyarshei mishan ishtalchulo. So there are two opinions. Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yaakov on the one hand, the Yesh Amrim say, no, it goes to the Yarshim of Levi. So Shimon wants to know who to give it to. So the second opinion says, give it to Levi's Yarshim. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Amar, Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Meir, Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ames. Now the Gemara later on is going to explain how this position is different than one of the earlier positions. And the position of Yehuda Anasi, we'll call it Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, or Rebbe Meir, maybe even we'll call it Rebbe Meir's position, since it's ultimately in the name of Rebbe Meir. He says it's a mitzvah to fulfill the ratzon of the mace. And what did the mace want? The mace wanted to give it to Levi, so therefore he gave it to Levi. That is position number three. Position number four, the Chachamim Omrim Yachloku. The Chachamim say you divide it amongst the estate of Reuven and Levi. The Kan Omru, and here in Bavel, Baruch Hashem, we're here in Eretz Yisrael, but in those days it was V'kan Amru, here in Bavel, Kol Ma Sheyirtze Shliach Yaseh, whatever the Shliach wants to do, he could do. What sheet are we up to now? Chaim, five.
Amar Rabbi Shimon Anasi, sixth position. Al Yodi Hayamaisa, it happened to me such a thing. Va Amru, and they said, Yachzuru Liyarshe Mishaleach. So that's really not a separate position, but like a Halacha L'maisa. In other words, what actually happened? Halacha L'maisa, Yachzuru Liyarshe Mishaleach, it goes back to Reuven. Analyzes the Gemara, Maila Balkam Iflegi. Let us suggest that what's this machlokus? The Tanakama Sovar Heilich Lav Kischi. The Tanakama is of the opinion that when you ask Shimon, you Reuven, to take it for Levi, so then in such a case, he's not Zoch on his behalf. So what did the Tanakama say going all the way up to Desanya? What did he say? Yachzuru L'mishaleach. So that he says that it goes back to Mishaleach. In other words, that Shimon is not Zoche on behalf of Levi. Rabbi Yaakov also hold that Holech is not Kischi as well. And even if ultimately Reuven dies, in contradistinction to those who had evoked the rule of Mitzvah L'Kayim D'Vrei Emes, Rebbe Meir, Lo Amrina Mitzvah L'Kayim D'Vrei Emes. We don't say Mitzvah L'Kayim D'Vrei Emes. The Yesh Omrim, Holech Kaischi. But the Yesh Omrim, who said, looking back up into the Brisa that we had above, we had Yesh Omrim. What did the Yesh Omrim say? We had Rabbi Shimon Hanasi, and we had a Yesh Omrim. What did the Yesh Omrim say? Liyarshe Mishanishtalchulo. Even above Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rabbi Shimon Hanasi, we had Mishanishtalchulo. What's Mishanishtalchulo? The one who it was sent to. Who is that? That is Levi. So that's assuming Holech Kischi. Then once you give it to Shimon, what are you saying? That you want it to be given to Levi, and Shimon Zoche on Levi's behalf. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Shomar Mishum Rabbi Meir, Holech Lav Kischi. But the other position holds that Holech is not Kischi. Miho, however, even though Holech is Lav Kischi, so really in general, when Reuven says to Shimon, give to Levi, if Reuven would stay alive, then it doesn't automatically go to Levi, and we say Holech is Lav Kischi. However, says the Gemara on the first white line, Heichad Demeis, but in the case of where Reuven dies, so then Levi's going to get it. Shimon has to give it to Levi because Amrina Mitzvah L'Kayim D'Vrei Emes. So that's on the other hand, Holech Lav Kischi, yet it goes to Levi. The Chachamim Armim Yachloku, and the Chachamim we learned above, which was Shita number 5, said you divide it, Misaf Kiluhu. They were mesupak. They weren't sure. They had a safek about the sugya of Holech Kischi or Holech Lav Kischi. Are you Zoch on behalf of Levi? And therefore, Vikan Amru Shuda Adif. And they said the rule of Shuda. The rule of Shuda appears in Ksubas Tzadi Dalet Amid Aleph. We had it in the beginning. Tosis brings it up in the beginning of Gittin for the Talmidim of learning Gittin B'Ion. Shuda the Daini. Shuda the Daini means the Dayonim choose who they think is more likely to be entitled to it. So the Chachamim were Mesupik in the Shaila of Holech Kischi or Halech Lav Kischi, and therefore they suggested Shuda the Daini. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Hanasi Maisa Ashalish Me'inan, and Reb Shimon Hanasi, he was telling us the story, Halach L'maisa, as we described. So what do we see? We see that Holech Kischi is spreads out through the six opinions of the Tanaim, some of them assuming Holech Kischi, some of them assuming Holech Lav Kischi, and even if you hold Holech Lav Kischi, it could be that it's Mitzvah L'Kayim D'Vrei Emes. But we finally found what the Amoraim were struggling with on yesterday's daf seems to be a Machlokes Tanaim. Says the Gemara, no, Bibari D'Kulei Alma Lo Pligi. If we're talking about Reuven is healthy, Shimon is healthy, Levi is healthy. So then in such a case, and we're talking about a Shaila in business, right? This could come up, right? I would imagine these things come up. Reuven asks Shimon to take something on his behalf. Does that mean that it automatically belongs to Levi if he asks him to take? He sends the delivery man in Midtown Manhattan. So he asks Shimon, the delivery man, to take it on behalf of Levi's behalf. But what happens if he decides? He saw the stock went up and went down. And he decides, you know what? I'm not sure that I want to do this deal anymore. Is once you tell the delivery person, is he Zocha on behalf of that third party? Those things come up. So, and if you're dealing with tens of thousands of shares, even, you know, the smallest change could make all the difference in the world. So now Reuven wants to back out of it. Does automatically that mean that Shimon Zoche on his behalf? So that was what was discussed on yesterday's daf. The Gemara suggests that's the story over here with these Tanoim, with these 5-6 Shitas Tanoim. Says the Gemara, Loi, Bibari de Kuleyama lo pligi. If the person is healthy, so then in such a case, everybody agrees. The Gemara doesn't tell us what they hold. So Rashi speculates what they hold. Rashi, three lines from the bottom, says, "De lav kischi dami," that we hold holech is lav kischi. V'hacha v'mayeskinan, what are we talking about? B'shchiv mera. Here it's a particular halach of shchiv mera. Of course, shchiv mera figures prominently in the eighth parak of Bava Basra. That means an individual who is dying. In such a case, then the halachas are different. When a dying man at his death bed says that he wants to give such and such to his children and so on, he's not capable of doing a kinyan. Sometimes he's so sick he can't even lift his hand. So Chazal have a rule, divrei shchiv meira kichsuvim uchim surim dami, as the Gemara in Bava Basra describes. So the Gemara suggests, no, this is not the big shail of holech kischi. This is a nuance in Shchiv Mira. Uaplugsa the Rabbi Lazar Rabbanon Kamiflagi. And this is another machlokus in regards to Shchiv Mira. This is not, as we learned in a Mishnah, of course, not surprising. Bava Basra Kufnun Vav Amen Aleph. Hamechalik Mechasav Al Piv. If someone is divining his possessions, Rabbi Lazar Aimer Echad Bari Ve'echad Mesukan Nechasim Shiek Shem Achrayis Niknim B'Kesev U'B'Shtar B'Chazaka. Whether someone's healthy or his life is in mortal danger, Rabbi Elazar says, no, you got to do a kinyan. If the guy does a kinyan, great. If the guy doesn't do a kinyan, it doesn't work. U'B'Chazaka V'She'ein Lehen Achrayis Ein Niknim El Mashicha. By the way, these are the regular rules of kinyanim. The regular rules are that if we're talking about Nechasim Shiek Shem Achrayis, which means karka, so then in such a case, you're kona with Kesev Shtar and Chazaka. If we're talking about things that are not karka, like my watch, so then in such a case, you're kona it with Mashicha, or my cow, you're kona it with Mashicha. That's the opinion of Rebbe Lazar. Most people forget about the opinion of Rebbe Lazar. Why? Because of Koach Psak Halacha. Most people remember the position of the Chacham. The Chachamim Emrim Elu Ve'elu Niknim Ba'amira. Chachamim say that both things are kona. When a person is on his deathbed, then it's kona with his statement, and therefore the halacha would be divrei shchimira kechsuvim uchim surim dami, as we said plainly earlier. Amrulot, they said to him, they quoted to Rebbe Lazar, Maisa b'iman shel bnei Rochel, the mother of the Rochel, the peddler, shahosa chola, that she was sick, va'amra, and she said, Tinasein, give kibinasi libiti. This particular, it sounds like it was some piece of jewelry. They give this particular piece of jewelry to my daughter. Now it happens to be that this is a common phenomenon, and for women this is a very emotional thing. I remember that my wife, may she be well, when her grandmother passed away, it was a very, very meaningful thing. Each one of the granddaughters got a piece of jewelry from, not that the jewelry was very expensive, but having their grandmother's jewelry was important to them. So that's what the grandmother did. The grandmother appropriated to different one of the granddaughters a piece of jewelry. Rashki says, it's nuska bilaz. Okay, it's some type of metal piece. V'hi b'shnei masar mana, was worth 12 mana. Umesa v'kimu chachomes devareha. And so what do we see? She didn't do any kinyanim. She didn't know Meseches Kedushin. The Mishnais and Meseches Kedushin that tell us the halachas of kinyanim. And it worked. Amru lehem. So he said to them, Rabbi Lazar said back to him, B'nei Rochel tikbram imam. This B'nei Rochel, we don't look at those people. Rashi explains, Tikpur Amime, he gave a klala to them. Why? Klomar lo yalu alev lo yizachru bebeis ha-medrash l'raya. L'fisha r'shoim heim, Rashi says, three lines from the top. Shoyim mekaimin kotsim bekerim. These were people that didn't follow halacha altogether. So you can't infer what was going on, because they were over on Yisurei Klayim. It's a little bit unclear from the Gemara, when we learn this be'im, we would have to ask, at the end of the day, the Chachamim were Mekayim as Divareha. If the halacha is
that the Reshchim are alav kichsum chum surim dari. How could the Chum be mekayimis devarel if these people were bad people? Just because they were bad people, halacha applies to bad people as well. So what we need to say is that there was an assumption that the Chachamim made. That the Chachamim made the assumption that they had followed the rules of the Chachamim. To which Rabbi Lazar says, how do you know? We all know that there are people who do things shelo abli b'dehilchasa. So this was a case that there were people who had done things shelo abli b'dehilchasa. So hence Rabbi Lazar rejects the proof from the B'nai Rochel. Now the Gemara begins the analysis. The Gemara says, Tana kama ki Rabbi Lazar. The Tana kama that we had learned about. The first Tana, 13 lines from the bottom, on Yudalit on the Beis, where we had learned on Yudalit on the Beis the case of Holech Kischi. So he seems to be assuming like Rabbi Lazar. He said that the Kinyan didn't work when Reuven gave it to Shimon, and Reuven was a Shimira. It didn't work. Why? Because he holds like Rabbi Lazar. Why? Because Rabbi Lazar holds that even a person who's on a deathbed needs to do a Kinyan. Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yaakov, not like Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yaakov said, it's not enough that he instructed. Afagav de Meis, and even if ultimately Reuven died, Le'amrina mitzvah kaim de ram Meis. We don't say that's a mitzvah to follow the words of the Meis. V'yeshemrim ki Rabbanan, and the Yeshomrim follow the Rabban. In other words, the Yesh Amrim that we said that the halacha is that Levi gets it, that's the opinion that said that the granddaughter got the jewelry. Why does the granddaughter get the jewelry? Because Divrei Shchimera Kichsuvim Chumsurim Dermi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Shomrim Shomer Rabbi Meir Kareb Elazar. And the Psak that we learn from Yehuda Hanasi, the name of Rabbi Meir is like Kareb Elazar. Mia, in other words, that we say divrei shchimera lav kichsum chsum dari, and you need to do a kinyan. Miu, however, hecha demes. But in a case of where the fellow died, amrina mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. Then, in such a case, because it's a special case where it's a dead person, so even though in hilchos koshim mishpat, in the basic rules of civil judgment, we would say that there wasn't a kinyan. But a halach in Yaradeya says mitzvah l'kayim divremes. And therefore, if this is what the grandmother wanted, even if she didn't do a kinyan, then it should be given to them. The chachamim are miyachlok. And the chacham we saw said yachlok. How do we explain that? Misafkalu. They had a suffix. V'kan amru. And here they said, shuda od, if it's better to do, shuda the dan. Reb Shimon Anasi ma'asa shminan. Reb Shimon Anasi was just telling us the story. So that was smooth. We had six different opinions in the Brisa that we had learned about when Reuven had sent Shimon. Originally we had thought that was the massive sugya of Holech Kischi. We changed our mind. It had nothing to do with the sugya of Holech Kischi. Rather, it's the sugya of Shchiv Meira. And each one of those six opinions of the Tanoim are taking sides in the sugya of Shchiv Meira. And with Shchiv Meira, there are three possibilities. With Shchiv Meira, we could say that you need to do a kinyan. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Or we could say that you don't have to do a kinyan. Or a third possibility is, even if you hold, you need to do a kinyan, but there's mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. And these six shittos will all be arguing about those three possibilities, as we just elucidated in the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Yibayilu Rabbi Shimon Hanasi Nasihu, O Mishmei Denasi Kamer. This is a little bit strange. We have not heard about Rabbi Shimon as a Nasi. Often he's referred to Stam as Rabbi Shimon. So is there a Rabbi Shimon Anasi that we're referring to that's not the regular Rabbi Shimon? Or, Oh Mishmei Denasi Kamar? Or is he quoting in the name of Anasi? Tashman Dom Rabbi Yosef Halach Rabbi Shimon Anasi. Rabbi Yosef said, the Halach is like Rabbi Shimon Anasi. So what does it sound like? Sounds like Rabbi Shimon was a Nasi. V'adayin ti boilach, says Amar. But you can still ask a Shaila. Nasi who? Was he a Nasi? Oh, the Kamar Mishmei Denasi. Maybe it just means we conflated the two things. We began to call him Rabbi Shimon, who was calling the name Anasi, and people started calling him Rabbi Shimon Anasi. But really, he wasn't Anasi. Teku. Tishbi Yataris Kushis Vabayas. If we'd be learning Be'iyun, we would have to ask, who cares? Why is the Gemara so interested in whether Rabbi Shimon was Anasi or not? Especially when the Gemara gives the answer Teku. Because usually Teku seems to indicate that there's a halachic shaila that's at play. When I was in fifth grade, we learned Elu Metzias. And there the Rebbe always used to emphasize, Teku stands for Tishbi Yataretz Kushios V'Abayas. That when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he's going to give an answer to our Kushios V'Abayas. That's what they say. It doesn't mean a tie in the basketball game. That's what here in Israel they call a tie, a Teku. Okay.
Ashrecha Yisrael, isn't it amazing? That even a basketball game, even the Tel Aviv something or other, I followed the Knicks much more. I did the Tel Aviv team. Rod Strickland in my days was a great three-point shooter. So, but anyhow, so Ashrecha Yisrael. One day they'll be learning Daf Yomi before, Be'ezer Hashem. Well, Rabina did something at one of the games before, and right? He put a mezuzah on.
He went last year.
What was it? What did he do? Paul Yerushalayim. Yeah. So la'at la'at, slowly. Gufa, Amar Rav Yosef, halacha Rav Shimon Anasi. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Anasi. V'akayim alon, divrei shchimer ha-kichsum ha-sumidari. Rav Shimon says it's not binding. Ask the Gemara, but don't we say divrei shchimer ha-kichsum ha-sumidari? Answers the Gemara, Rav Yosef mukilav v'bari. V'ha liyarshe mishaleach kamer. Rav Yosef was talking about by a bari. And when we're talking about yarshe mishaleach, so then the halacha is going to be different. V'kayim alon mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. And we paskim mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. And Tani, we learned, yachzuru l'mishaleach, that it goes back to the mishaleach. Not yarshe mishaleach. In other words, Gemara asks, va yarshe mishaleach ka'amar. Didn't it say yarshe mishaleach? And there we say, divrei So says the Gemara, no, you have to change the girsa. It should not say Yarshe Mishalech, but rather it should say Yachzeru L'Mishalech, because if it would be a person who is dying, then it would be binding, because Divrei Shechim HaKichsum Mesurim. But the appropriate girsa in that case would be Yachzeru L'Mishalech, not to the Yarshe Mishalech. Yarshe Mishalech would indicate somebody is dying. Yachzeru L'Mishalech is the old Shaila of Holech Kizchi, and as Rashi said three lines at the bottom, how are we going to paskin? Hoylech, lav kista, yefe mot shmo. Hadron Allah, hamevi kama. Wow, it's great to do Daf Yomi, because we're doing Be'iyun, we're on Daf Hei. We're spending 4 months, and we're only on Daf Hei. So it's great to feel that one's covering ground. You need both. One day I dream that in the yeshiva, their second Seder would be Daf Yomi. Morning Seder, Be'iyun, and second Seder, Daf Yomi. Okay, that'll probably happen. One day, Be'ez Hashem. All right, we begin new perek. Hamevi get memdinas hayam. So now we learned in the first perek. Actually, we're going to point out in the Gemara, we already learned the exact same lashon in the first perek on the Be'ez Amid Aleph. We have the exact same lashon on Be'ez Amid Aleph, the opening line, Hamevi get memdinas hayam. Someone brings a get from Medinas Hayam. There we learned in the first Mishnah that if somebody brings a get from Chutz Laretz, he has to say b'fanechtam. Let's do a quick review of that whole part of the first parak, and that is that we learned that according to Rabba, the reason why you need to say b'fanechtam if you bring a get from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael is because people are not b'akin l'shma. While the opinion of Rava is because ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimo, that you're not going to easily be able to verify that the shtar was written legitimately, and therefore we require b'fanechtam. It's there to protect the woman. We pointed out in the past, I always love to make this point, that unfortunately in America, there are reformed people who say that the rabbis are against women. And we always like to emphasize, maybe if you want to say that the Torah is against women, chas v'chalil, that's one thing. But the rabbis, if you read the Gemara, if you do Daf Yomi, you'll see 90-95% of all the takanos that have to do with men and women are protecting the woman from the man. So, but they say the rabbis are against women. If you want to say Torah is against women, okay. But the rabbis are against women, so then I don't believe the Chassid of the Torah is against women either. But it's interesting. They want the Torah, but it's sometimes it's hard to be mevatel oneself to the ratzon of Chazal. So Chazal were there to protect the woman. Now we had also learned in the first parak that the halacha is that even Rabba also islay de Rava. What that means is that Rabba really agrees that there are two reasons to say b'fanechtam. One reason to say b'fanechtam is because of l'shma, and the other is because of ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. That's the halacha. Now, once we have those mishnayis in place and those sugyas in place, now we get to nuances within the halachas of b'fanechtam. Says the Mishnah, hamevi get medina seyam. A person brings a get from medina seyam va'omar b'fanechtam, and he said b'fanechtam. Avolo b'fanai nechtam. But he didn't say b'fanai nechtam. Or the inverse. B'fanai nechtam, avolo b'fanai nechtam. Of course, the Gemara points out that at first glance,
The Bafanai Nechtam makes more sense according to Rava, because Rava is concerned about having Edim that legitimately sign. Rava makes more sense, the Bafanai Nechtav. That's what the Gemara and Dav Gimel asks. Why do you have both Bafanai Nechtav and Bafanai Nechtam? But we answer that Gemara, and Daf Yomi, you don't look backwards. It's important to try to figure out how to do Chazara. If anybody's figured it out, let me know. Not Chazara, I try to do Chazara on other things, but Daf Yomi is a challenge. It's a challenge how to do Chazara. So the halach is, Bafanai Nechtav lo Bafanai Nechtav, Bafanai Nechtav, Bafanai Nechtav is going to be possible. We're going to see that at the end of the Mishnah. Or, Bafanai Nechtav kula, or Bafanai Nechtav chetze. What happens if the Shliach says, in front of me the whole get was written, but half of the chasimas were in front of me? What does that mean? He saw one of the chasimas and not the two. Bafanai Nechtav chetze, I saw half of the get written in front of me, or Bafanai Nechtav kula. Puzzle. All the above cases are puzzle. Echad omer b'fanei nechtam, ve'echad omer b'fanei nechtam. Puzzle. One says, in other words, one shliach comes along and says b'fanei nechtam, the other says b'fanei nechtam, it's going to be puzzle. And that's really interesting. Why should that be so? Our Gemara is going to spend a lot of time trying to understand that. At the end of the day, the takana was that one aid should say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. If it's a kosher aid, so why can't one kosher aid say b'fanei nechtam, and the other kosher aid say b'fanei nechtam? Kacha, that's halacha. We need to spend some time working on it. Shnayim omer b'faneinu nechtav, ve'echad omer b'fanei nechtav. Possible. If two say b'faneinu nechtav and one say b'fanei nechtav, it's possible. That's also very strange. At the end of the day, so you got two people saying b'fanei nechtav. What's going to be the problem? Rabbi Yehuda machshir. In many ways, if you had asked me and I didn't know the Gemaras, I would have said Rabbi Yehuda makes more sense. At the end of the day, you got the sum total information. No, the Gemara is going to explain. Echad omer b'fanei nechtav, u'shnayim omer b'faneinu nechtav. One of them says it was written in front of me, and two people say it was signed in front of them, then it's kosher. So again, let's review. All the above cases are puzzle, according to the majority opinion, except if one shliach says b'fanei nechtav, and two say b'faneinu nechtam. The inverse, if two said b'fanei nechtav, and one said b'fanei nechtam, that would be puzzle. That would not be good. Okay, analyzes the Gemara, hasulamali. Why do we need to even learn this Mishnah? Hatana le'chad zimna. We learned it already. What do you mean we learned it already? We didn't learn all these cases. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what I mean. Hamevi gem imdina sayom tzarek shiyom b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. We learned that if you have one person who brings the get, he says b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam. Now what's the simple reading of that statement of that Mishnah? Simple reading of the Mishnah is that you got to do it this way. You have one person that says both b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Any other games is not going to work. What's the first game we had in our Mishnah? The first game was a guy who said b'fanei nechtav and didn't say b'fanei nechtav. If the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph says you got to say b'fanei nechtav, it's obvious that if you only say b'fanei nechtav, it's not going to work. You know, if the halacha says that you can't drop pig meat into the kosher food, so then in such a case, whether you drop a kezias of pig meat or you drop a half a kezias, at the end of the day, if pig meat fell in, nothing said that it's bottle, it's going to be possible. So too over here, it's going to be treif. So too over here, it's going to be possible. You didn't follow the halacha that we already said on the Bezam and Aleph. Hasul amali, atan le'chad zimna, maybe gem din sam, tzarek shem fanechtav, fanechtav. Answers the Gemara, imehahi, if would have been from that Bezam and Aleph, havamina tzarech. I would have deduced the halacha tzarech. This is a beautiful teretz of the Gemara. What did the Mishnah say in that Beis Amid Aleph? Hamevi gem imdina sayam tzarech. He needs to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. In other words, that's a din l'chatchila. V'lo yomar. But if he didn't say kosher, maybe in such a case, b'diyavad, it's going to be kosher. Kamash malan. Our Mishnah says sharper. What did our Mishnah say that's different? Possel. Our Mishnah said possel. So that, it's not only l'chatchila, but rather, that's a chatchila kosher. Kosher could also mean kosher mahadrin. But b'di'evit, it would be kosher. And that's why our example was a good example with the pig fat that falls in. Every once in a while, you're not allowed to drop in pig fat, right?
You're not allowed to drop in pig fat, even a small amount of pig fat that's batel. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to. Eim avatel is lechatchila. But what happens if you dropped in the pig fat? So there are times that the pig fat is going to be batel. Depends on how much kosher food there is. So I would have had the same hava. I mean, I would have thought that it means that our Mishnah is saying that lechatchila you should say b'fanechta b'fanechta. But b'di eved, if you only said b'fanechta, if you only said b'fanechta, it's going to be kosher. Kamash malon, no. All right, we're about to get into some heavy duty Gemara here. All right, we're all ready. Says the Gemara, "Befanei nechtav chetzi, befanei nechtam kulo pasul." If a guy says that I saw half of it written and all of the chasimos is going to be pasul, hi chetzi. Says the Gemara, which half? Ilei mechetzi rishon. If the guy saw the first half of the get is the ikker part of the get. The first part of the get says the guy's name, the girl's name, the date. Everything is in the first half. Says the Gemara, Ilay mechetzi rishon. It's the first half. Amar Ablaza, filu bal kasabo elashita achas lishma shuvei netzarech. As long as you have the first line, which has the name of the guy and the girl, possibly the date. So then, in such a case, then you don't need anything else lishma. So what's the problem that we says nichtav chetzio? El amar Ravashi chetzio achron. Ravashi says no. We're talking about the chetzio achron. The chetzio achron is the last line that just repeats that they're getting divorced, and that is not critical to be lishma. Lishma. The most important part is the first line. So if this guy says that he saw the second half and he didn't see the first half, then he missed the ikar lishma. Big problem. Okay, so that's what we learned. Here we go. Befanei nechtav kula befanei nechtam chetzi apostle. Rashi now explains that Rav Chisda is going to tell us quite a chiddush, and the Gemara is going to analyze that chiddush. And Rashi explains that Rav Chisda started talking in shir in the Beis Medrash before he was describing the Mishnah. Rav Chisda said a shir. The Gemara, Ravina Rav Ashi, remembered the shir that Rav Chisda taught, and then they compared it to the Mishnah. Usually what happens is, the Tana started with the Mishnah, the Amora asked one of the other, his in those days the Amora didn't say over the Mishnais. He would have a Maturgamon who would say over the Mishnah, and then he would start commenting on the Mishnah. It's going to be an important point. Rav Chisda wasn't talking about this Mishnah per se. Rav Chisda started teaching a halacha, a little bit of a complicated halacha that we're going to see is directly connected to the Mishnah. There's a reason why. What I just spoke out was lav lefrushe masnisan asa in Rashi, and we're going to see that's going to be important later on in the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was saying shir. Vafilu shnayim meidim al chasimus yidei sheni pasul. What happens if a guy says b'fanai nechtav, and he says b'fanai nechtam on one of the chasimas, and the second chasima, first chasima is Reuven, the second chasima is Shimon. Shimon comes in and he says, I signed this. This is my signature. So everything should be beautiful, right? Yeah. The shliach that says b'fanei nechtav. He also says b'fanei nechtav. If you don't like his b'fanei nechtav because he only saw one signature, Shimon himself, the other signature comes in. Possel. It's possel. And here, Rav Chisda says quite a chidush. My taima, why is that so? A big chumrah that for us who are learning b'fanei nechtav, bi'iyun, we've got a lot of consternation from this. My taima, o kulo b'kiyum aget, o kulo b'takanas chachamim. Either you have everything with Kiyum Aget or Takanas Chachamim. Let's explain what that means. Takanas Chachamim means that the Chachamim said that the woman is going to be protected and fine if the Shliach says, B'fanai Nechtav u'B'fanai Nechtav. Says Rav Chisda, the halacha is that you either do the B'fanai Nechtav entirely following the rules of the Chacham. The Shliach says, I saw both signatures. Or Reuven and Shimon both come in and say that these are my signatures. But if the Shliach just says, B'fanai Nechtav, and I saw Reuven, but he doesn't see Shimon, so then he messed us up. Why? Because either both Edim are going to be say that these are my signatures. That's called Kiyum Aget. Kiyum Aget, both Edim are going to say these are our signatures. Or you're going to have a Takanas Chachamim that the Shliach is going to say, I know both. But you can't have one or the other. You can't mix and match. You got to decide. Either using B'fanei Nechtav, or the signatures, the signees are coming in and saying, these are our signatures. Maskev l'Rava, Rava asks, Mi'ika midi, di'ilu amar chad kosher. Wait a second. If one person says, I saw these chasimas, it's going to be kosher. Hashta di'ika trey posel. Now that you have two people coming in, and they say, these are my signatures, that's going to be posel? Why should that be a problem? What's the problem? It doesn't make sense. What is this? That you just want to be machmir? Oh, kulo b'kiyum aget, oh, kulo b'takanas chacham. What's the logic behind it? At the end of the day, you have all the information you need. You have a b'fanei nechta from a shliach. You have the signees who are coming in and saying these are our signatures. So what's the problem? If the halach is that one person is believed to say b'fanei nechta, two people can't come in and say that these are our signatures. Elam ha-rava, says Rava. Who afilu who the acher meiden al chasimas yad sheni posel. Here's a complicated case. Says Rava as follows: what happens if the shliach and somebody else come along and they say that Shimon's signature is valid, that we recognize Shimon's signatures? The shliach doesn't necessarily know. Didn't witness Shimon signing it, but the shliach recognizes Shimon's signature. Who v'acher me'idin achasimus yidei sheni? Possible. It's going to be possible. Why? My time. Asu lechlufe b'kiyum shtaris ba'alma. People are going to think that when you're doing this get, what you're doing is kiyum shtaros. Kiyum shtaros means that when you verify the signatures on a get, and you say, on a shtar, excuse me, not a get, a shtar mamon, Ruvain buying from Shimon, and you say that these signatures are valid. Vikonothik, and you're going to take out, nechi revia de mamona, 3/4 of the money, apuma de chad sada, on the mouth of 1/8. Now let's describe what happens when we do kium hashtar. Kiyum Hashtar means that there's a shtar that says that Reuven bought from Shimon. There are two Edim that sign on it. They're Yosef and Binyamin. In order to know that Yosef and Binyamin are valid signatures, the halacha is that you need two Edim to say that we know that this is Yosef's signature and we know that this is Binyamin's signature. Now what happens if one Ed, let's call them Yisachar and Zevulun, Yisachar says that I know that this is Yosef's signature, and I know that this is Binyamin's signature. And Zvulun says, I only recognize Binyamin's signature. So then in such a case, then what's going to happen is, you're going to have one aide, Yisachar, who's taking out 3/4 of the money. He's doing 3/4 of the verification, and Zvulun is doing 1/4. So then in such a case, the halacha says that's possible for kiyum shtaros. Says Rav, as we're about to see in Rashi, that we're afraid, if we're going to allow b'fanai nechtam and b'fanai nechtam by one shliach, that he's going to say b'fanai nechtam and b'fanai nechtam on one signature, and then you're going to have somebody else verify Binyamin's signature, then you're going to come to think that the shliach is able to take to verify 3/4 of the shtar. And that's problematic when it comes to kiyum shtaros. Forget, it shouldn't be a problem at all. Why? Because one person can work for everything. But for kiyum shtaros, you need two eidim. And once we're going to allow one person to do 3/4, so then in such a case, that's going to be possible when it comes to kiyum shtaros. Let's see it in Rashi. Rashi says, "Also chluva b'kiyum shtaros d'amla kigon shnayim achasum al hashtar." There were two people signed on the shtar. One of them died. Ubazet, and someone comes along. V'amr zek sav yadi, v'zek sav yado shel chaveri. And he says Rashi on the last wide line, this is my signature, and this is the signature of my friend. V'nitztarif echod min hashuk, and he combines someone with the shuk lehayid al ksav yad ames. Amrinon b'perek sheni diksubis de'eno kiyum. It doesn't work. Achu shtayim min hashuk me'idin al chosem ames. You can't have one person verifying both on his signature, as well as being an aid on the other person's signature, because then he's taking out 3/4 of the money. Says Rava, that's what's happening in our Mishnah. That's the problem in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, what's happening? The aid is saying that I want to say Eidus on the Fanei Nechtav, and I'm saying Eidus on the Chasima as well, of one of the Eidim. So it looks like he's doing three quarters of the job. And that's going to be possible. And remember, we've had already in the past that Kiyum Aget could be confused with Kiyum Shtaros. So it's a gzeira that you're not going to do Kiyum Shtaros properly. You're going to have one person verifying three quarters of the Shtar. And therefore, when it comes to Get, we're going to say, is this Shliach doing all of it? If the shliach is not doing all of it, then you got to make sure that it doesn't appear as if he's doing three quarters of the kiyum and somebody else doing something else. Because then, when it comes to kiyum shtaros, people will get confused. Maskevlo Rashkin is Gemara 4 lines from the top. Miika midi diilu maskele iu lekule dibura kasha. Wait a second. If you have one aide that's doing the whole job, so then you're fine. Right? One aide's doing the whole job. Hashta di'ika chad ba'adei, and now this guy's just honest. And all he does is he says, you know what? I really didn't see Shimon's signature. I only saw Reuven's signature. And now you're going to be machmir on him? Hashta, back into the words of Gemara. Mika midi, di'ilu maska iu kule dibure kosher, if Reuven, in our case, we called him Yisachar. If Yisachar says that I know everything is fine, everything's good. Hashadika chad ba'adei. And now when it comes to Get, you're right, for Kiyum Shtaros that won't work. But for Get it does work. And now Yisachar brings Zvulun along for him. Pasul? You're going to say he's Pasul? All he's doing is using Zvulun's testimony just to fill in the blank that he didn't see Shimon's signature. Elam Ravashi, so therefore Ravashi gives a different pshat in our Mishnah. Afilu Omer Ani Hu Eid Sheni Pasul. Even if the Shliach says, I was the second signature, it's going to be Pasul. In other words, he says, Befanai Nechtav, and this first signature is mine, and then talk to the other aid. I wasn't there when he signed. So then what will you say? No problem. Bring in the second aid and let the aid say this is signature. But that's possible by Get. My time up, same svar that we had before. O kulo b'kiyum get, o kulo b'takanas chachamim. We say to the shliach, what are you doing over here? You're following the takanas chachamim, fanenechtam. Then the takanas chachamim is, you tell us the whole story. It was written in front of you, it was signed in front of you. The moment you're going to rely on the halachos of kiyum shtaros, that each aid is allowed to say it's my signature, then you're mixing us up. Are you following the takanas chachamim? Are you following kiyum shtaros? And therefore it's going to be Pasul Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. What about another case? Befanai Nechtav Kulo, Befanai Nechtam Chetzio. Pasul. What happens if, we learned in our Mishnah, if the Shliach says the whole Get was written in front of me, and half of the Chasimos were also done in front of you? It's Pasul. Analyzes the Gemara. What was the case of the second signature? That the Shliach Reuven testifies before Nechta. He testifies on one of the Chasimis, but he doesn't know anything about the other one. If the halacha is that Reuven has to testify Befanei Nechtav and Befanei Nechtam, so of course, if he only says Befanei Nechtav and he only witnessed one signature, so then of course it's going to be possible. Ella, O Kidurava, O Kidurav Ashi. But rather, the only way we're going to explain it is like Rava or Rav Ashi. Take a look at this long Rashi. I'm giving you as a reference. Diva Maskil Ella. Rashi goes back and points out that either we're going to be learning like Rava's explanation that you can't have one shliach doing three quarters and one person doing a quarter, or Ravashi's explanation that Ravashi says that you can't join in and bring somebody else to verify the chasimas because of O kulo b'kiyum aget, O kulo b'takanas chacham. Ulafuke midrav chizda. But that shows us that Rav Chizda is incorrect. It can't be the din of Rav Chisda. Let's remind ourselves, what was Rav Chisda? Remember I told you that Rav Chisda gave a shir in the Beis Medrash, and then eventually we just proved Rav Chisda wrong. So what was Rav Chisda's shir in the Beis Medrash? 4 lines from the bottom, 5 lines from the bottom, Tes Vav Amid Aleph. Afilu Shnayim Me'idim Achasimis Yidei Sheni Posel. That if you have 2 people that testify on the signatures of the second person, in such a case, it's going to be posel. So what was that case? Says the Gemara, the only way we could explain that case is like Rav Chisda himself had presented. And since it's like the case of Rav Chisda, it must be that Rav Chisda's allegation that if you have Shnayim Me'idim Achasimas Yad Sheni, that's possible, that allegation is not correct. Because our Mishnah, the only way we're going to be able to explain the Mishnah is exactly the way Rav Chisda had said. Amlecha Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda is going to say, no. V'litameich, b'fanei nechtav avalo b'fanei nechtam lamali. Then why did we have the case of b'fanei nechtav and not b'fanei nechtam? Elolozu avzu katani. In other words, the Gemara is now suggesting that we're teaching the case of Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda's case is going to be possible. Says the Gemara, if that's so then it should be lozu. Says the Gemara, why did Rav Chisda need to teach us that case? Once we learned that was one of the cases, particularly the case that the Gemara had said of Echad Omer Befanei Nechtav VeEchad Omer. Excuse me, not that case. The case of Befanei Nechtav Kulo, Befanei Nechtav Chetzio. Once that's the case, Befanei Nechtav Kulo, Befanei Nechtav Chetzio. So then, what Rav Chisda is doing is Rav Chisda is just repeating that halacha. Answers the Gemara, Elolozu Avzu Katani. Just like we say that it's obvious the halacha Befanei Nechtav. And you didn't say Befanei Nechtav, it's going to be possible. So too, Rav Chisda's halacha is obvious, but we have another case in the Mishnah teaching you the obvious halacha of Rav Chisda. So that's why we thought that we've already precluded Rav Chisda. If we've already precluded Rav Chisda, so then in such a case, then Rav Chisda's halacha is incorrect. Says the Gemara, no. Lozu avzu katani. Lozu avzu katani means not only is this possible, this also is possible, and therefore Rav Chisda is not going to be difficult. Why do we say this halacha twice? Because we're telling us that the halacha is, and not only is it possible in a case of where you don't say b'fanei nechtav at all, but it's also possible if you have b'fanei nechtav and somebody else say b'fanei nechtav. So too, the case of Rav Chisda, not only is the case above of the Mishnah possible, but even if 2 are meyid, al-chasimas yidei sheni, it's possible. The fact that you could have inferred it from the previous case, says Rav Chisda, is only based on the idea of lozu afzu. We're going to continue, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, with the halachos, more halachos from Rav Chisda. I would say that in Pshat, this Shaklavatari in Rav Chisda was the toughest thing in Pshat that we've had in the entire Masechta so far. In terms of Pshat, this is complicated. These lines of Gemara are complicated. But once again, if we were to summarize, what the Gemara is bringing out is that there's a line in our Mishnah where our Mishnah had said that the halacha is that if one person says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, and 2 people do the chasimos, the hagodah seis on the chasimos, and one of those is the shliach, so then that's going to be possible. And Rava gave his explanation, and Rav Ashi gave his explanation. Once Rava and Rav Ashi gave their explanations, then Rav Chisda's explanation, the Gemara said, was unnecessary, and then becomes repetitious. To which the Gemara answers that even though it would seem that Rav Chisda's explanation is repetitious, it falls into the category of lozu afzu. Be'ezer Hashem, we conclude the toughest daf yet in Pshat, in Gittin, on daf Tezvav. And Be'ezer Hashem will pick up tomorrow with 9 lines from the bottom of Rav Chisda Gidud Chamisha.